KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. The Iowa Hawkeyes saw a late game lead melt away, but were able to get a buzzer beater in overtime to beat Temple 72-70 Friday in the first round of the NCAA tournament in Brooklyn, New York.
Baseline jumper, put no good, put back good by Woodbury. Adam Woodbury caught the air ball and put it back in. Thankfully, it didn't touch iron. And Adam Woodbury, standing weak side.
Right there.
Patty kicked it right back into the net. Iowa wins.
That's Gary Dolphin with the call on the Hawkeye Network on Learfield Sports as Adam Woodbury put back the Mike Cassell miss at the buzzer. Woodbury talked about that last shot in the post game.
Coach always tells me to get on the glass every possession, so I knew that if Mike got a good look at it and if it was a little long, I was going to be able to get the offensive rebound. I was fortunate enough to put it in. Just one of those right place, right time kind of deals, and happy we got the win.
Iowa started the game red hot and led by 12 points before Temple came roaring back. Coach Fran McCaffrey says that was the story of the game, even as they went into overtime.
You know, it looked like we had it. And it's really hard sometimes in overtime to get control. Well, then it looked like we had control. Then they took the lead. What we did do was execute down the stretch. We got great shots.
While they got shots, none of them would fall, and they had to do other things in order to win.
We got to the free throw line enough, and we got enough stops to put ourselves in a position to get a tip in at the buzzer.
Things moved quickly, and McCaffrey credits his team for being gassed but fighting through it.
We had two guys at the table. We had people at the table to rest guys who were already tired. Then they had to play another 3 or 4 minutes. So our kids really fought today.
And Iowa moves on to play number 2 seed Villanova in the second round on Sunday.
Villanova up next, and boy, are they good. They got a lot of weapons, guys. You know, they really have a lot of weapons, and that's what makes them hard to guard. You know, they got some size. They can downshift and go small. But they got a lot of handlers, a lot of shooters. You know, we got to play, but we got to shoot it better.
The tip time for that game is 11:10 Central Time. Jared Utoff led the Hawkeyes with 23 points. The Hawks are 22-10 and will be playing for their first spot in the Sweet 16 since 1999. Paul Jesperson banked in a half-court shot at the buzzer to give 11th-seeded Northern Iowa Panthers a 75-72 win over number 6-seed Texas Friday in the first round of the NCAA tournament's West Region. Northern Iowa passed the ball in under its basket after Isaiah Taylor tied the game on a layup with just 2.7 seconds left to play. Jesperson caught the ball, took a few dribbles, and heaved it. Wes Washburn was 17 points, Jeremy Morgan scored 16, and Jesperson added 14 for the Panthers, who claimed their fifth NCAA tournament win in school history. Taylor scored 22 points, Eric Davis Jr. scored 13, and Javon Felix added 12 for the Longhorns. Jesperson's shot came in the same building where Golden State's Stephon Curry hit a dramatic game winner against the Oklahoma City Thunder last month. The early upset trend has claimed a popular choice to win the national championship. Number 15 Middle Tennessee State raced out to a 15-2 lead and never trailed in a stunning 90-81 win over second-seeded Michigan State. Reggie Upshaw led the way for the Blue Raiders with 21 points. Middle Tennessee held in check Spartans Player of the Year candidate Denzel Valentine, who managed 13 points and 12 assists, but he committed 6 turnovers, including one with Michigan State down by 3 points with less than 3 minutes to go. Middle Tennessee became the 8th 15th seed to beat a 2 seed in tournament history. The Spartans' loss busted national title picks in roughly one quarter of the brackets picked by Yahoo and ESPN users. In other tournament action, another shocking upset KO'd West Virginia. The 14th seed Stephen Austin Lumberjacks rolled the Mountaineers 70-56. Thomas Walkup scored 33 points to lead the 28-5 Lumberjacks, who've won 21 in a row, the longest winning streak in the nation. Next up for the Lumberjacks is 6th seed Notre Dame, which eliminated Michigan 70-63. The Irish rallied from a 12-point deficit. Daniel House scored 20 points as Texas A&M pulled away in the second half to win its first NCAA tournament game since 2010 with a 92-65 victory over Green Bay. Also in tournament action, West number 1 seed Oregon showed no nerves playing as a top seed and rolled past number 16 Holy Cross 91-52. The Ducks have won their 9th straight and advanced to the round of 32 for the fourth straight season. Next up for the Ducks is St. Joseph's. The Hawks edged Cincinnati 78-76. Cincinnati's Octavius Ellis made a dunk at the finish, but it was ruled just after the final buzzer. Fifth-seeded Maryland had all it could handle, holding off 12th-seed South Dakota State 79-74. The Terps face Hawaii tomorrow. Number 13-seed Hawaii, meanwhile, won its first tournament game ever, knocking off 4th-seeded California 77-66. Quincy Smith's career-high 19 points led the way for the Big West Conference regular season and tournament champ. Daniel Achifu had 17 points and 10 rebounds to lead the second-seeded Villanova to an 86-56 rout of UNC Asheville. And again, Villanova will take on Iowa tomorrow. Syracuse got 21 points from Malachi Richardson in a 70-51 win over Dayton. Number 10-seed Virginia Commonwealth kicked off their sixth straight appearance of the tournament with a 75-67 first-round victory over 7th-seeded Oregon State. Next up for VCU is a date with Oklahoma, which eliminated Cal State Bakersfield 82-68. James Farr had 18 points and 15 rebounds, and fellow big man Jalen Reynolds added 12 points, and number 2-seed Xavier pulled away late for a 71-53 victory over 5th-seeded Weber State. Next up for Xavier is Wisconsin. And in the lowest scoring game of the tournament, Wisconsin outlasted Pitt 47-43. Ethan Happ had 15 points and 9 rebounds for the 7th-seeded Badgers. In the NIT, Chase Fisher scored 12 of his 24 points in the final 6 minutes, and BYU held on to beat Virginia Tech 80-77 in the second round of the NIT. The second-seeded Cougars will host the winner of today's game between number 8-seed Wagner and 4th-seed Creighton in the NIT quarterfinals on Tuesday. In NBA action, Kyrie Irving scored 26 points and LeBron James had 18 to help the Cleveland Cavaliers hold off the Orlando Magic 109-103. The Cavs beat the Magic for the 14th consecutive time. Stephon Curry poured in 31 points, Klay Thompson scored 39, and the Golden State Warriors tuned up for tonight's showdown in San Antonio with a 130-112 victory over the Dallas Mavericks. Russell Westbrook recorded his NBA-leading 13 triple-double with 20 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists to lead the Oklahoma City Thunder past Philadelphia 111-97. Kyle Lowry scored 32 points, Luis Scola had all of his 17 in the first quarter, and the Toronto Raptors beat the Boston Celtics 105-91. It's the Celtics' fifth loss in 6 games. Marcus Morris scored 20 of his 24 points in the first half, and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope added 23 to lift the Pistons to a 115-108 victory over the Sacramento Kings. Also in NBA action, James Harden had 29 points and 14 assists as the Houston Rockets bounced back from an ugly loss to the LA Clippers the other night and beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 116-111. The Phoenix Suns, meanwhile, edged the LA Lakers 95-90. Brandon Knight had 22 points for the Suns, who held the Lakers to just 32 points in the first half. And Portland recovered from a blown 20-point lead and finished off a feisty New Orleans Pelicans squad 117-112. Damian Lillard hit for 33 points. That's a look at sports for this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.